This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
You wouldn't go to church, instead streaming it somewhere out of safety concerns because of a virus that is killing family, friends, and people we don't know, but the numbers keep clicking up. We're almost to 10,000 deaths in the United States. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, thanks for popping on the show and checking us out. You can always go to katedelaneyradio.com for more info if this is your first time around. So here's what I don't get. You know, we start with a beautiful choir, and I understand completely, because where would I have been? Where would my family have been? But when you have doors that swing open, like the fool in Baton Rouge, I hate to say it, Pastor Tony Spell, if you're listening, because a lot of people listening to us in the great state of Louisiana, what are you thinking? Here's the problem. You do this. You get on the pulpit. The people are there. They want to hear the message. Hundreds of worshipers are there. They leave. Somebody gets COVID-19. It spreads like wildfire. We've seen this happen in other churches, and they've warned people about that. So how many people could you possibly be responsible for getting COVID-19 and possibly dying? Why would you hold a church service when you could stream it, as so many other pastors have done from various religions? So you had people jammed in at the Life Tabernacle Church in Baton Rouge. He defies the emergency order by Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards banning public or private gatherings with more than 50 people. Why? Because you're trying to stop the spread of COVID-19. And here's what I would say to the pastor. We've got this pandemic that spreads like wildfire, especially when people are at houses of worship. That's why so many stopped, including the Pope, which would have been a huge day for Catholics. But he didn't have everybody in the square and say, screw it, let's have everyone here. Oh. He should have closed the doors. Being defiant could be deadly for so many in that flock and other people in the great state of Louisiana and in Baton Rouge who could possibly get COVID-19 because of a brush they may have accidentally with somebody who was at this service. I don't get it. I don't get it. And Louisiana is the hot spot. Louisiana is so beautiful and so scary right now. Because why? What we didn't know about the coronavirus and the party and celebration called Mardi Gras and Carnival that went on. Think about that. Think about what that has done to so many people. There's too much lost lives because of things like this. We saw the same thing with a Florida pastor who was arrested for holding a church service despite being told not to do it. So a lot of mega church pastors, not just Spell, not just picking on him, are defying those orders. How do you feel about that, America? Let me tell you, when we go to the mailbag, plenty of you had things to say, things I'm going to call it, about those pastors gathering and encouraging people to come to their services when there is another way to hold them, and so many others are doing that. All right, so coming up on this hour of the show, we will talk about other things that are happening, obviously, across the U.S. when it comes to COVID-19, what's getting ready to happen in New York, because, boy, oh, boy, it is ground zero, if you will, for what is the death toll in this country. I mean, the COVID-19 deaths countrywide have definitely pushed past 9,500. We're closer to 10,000 as this leaves my lips. And so many others, though, that have gotten COVID and the coronavirus, and the fact is that some of them are surviving, which because we know the survival numbers are, thank goodness, there too as well. But it's pretty horrifying to say in the United States of America, almost 10,000 people have died. So the cases top 300,000. And Anthony Fauci keeps stressing, the doctor, I think, of record and to trust, the country's top infectious disease expert, reiterates again and again that social distancing works, and it is working, and they have evidence of it. So that's why going to a house of worship, gathering closely like that, is so deadly, while others are practicing social distancing, and it's working. So yes, we've surpassed 300,000, more than 8,000 deaths in the United States. Is crazy. I mean, almost 10,000, rather. New York's death toll, 3,500. 3,500 confirmed cases there, 113,000. Now, if you do the math, the good news is there are people that are surviving. They're talking about what it's like, though, and talking about the fact that they can't breathe and it feels like they're drowning. At least 155 crew members on the USS Theodore Roosevelt tested positive for coronavirus days after the Navy aircraft carrier's captain was relieved of his post while they were all screaming his name as he walked off the ship. Two people on the Coral Princess cruise ship, which reported 12 positive cases of the coronavirus on Thursday, died overnight. So we are in the point of the toughest 2 weeks, they say, that we will see in these upcoming months, that we're going to read about stories, we're going to see the death toll rise, and it's going to be very, very tough, which is why there is that tug of war and the argument over ventilators and being ready, and is there enough space, and who can we treat, and all of that in between. And then the numbers that are increasing slowly in other parts of the country. And then, of course, those that are refusing to do the stay-at-home orders. And what does that mean for those states? And then the site at the Javits Center, I think, especially because you mentioned, or I mentioned New York, the soldiers in camouflage and people in polo shirts that are getting ready for battle. It looks like they're in a war room, getting ready for their assignment. When you think of a convention center, how crazy is that? But thank goodness they want to be prepared so they can save more lives. Stay with us.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a 1 acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeaBank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports, too. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's DrinkSuperTea.com, 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
I heat up, I can't cool down. You got me spinning round and round. Round and round and round it goes. Where it stops, nobody knows. Every time you call my name, I heat up like a
I do think this, especially the faster we can get it open, our country. Can you believe we're talking about our country, getting our country open? The faster we get it open, the bigger the boom, the bigger the rocket ship going up. I think it has a chance to go really quickly, relatively quickly. I'd like to see very quickly, but we'll see.
This is the moment to not be going to the grocery store, not going to the pharmacy, but doing everything you can to keep your family and your friends safe. And that means everybody doing the 6 feet distancing, washing your hands.
All right, so you heard it. That's one of the top docs. And that, of course, Dr. Brix. She's there from the White House almost every day at the daily briefing, and the president before that saying, can you believe you're talking about our country? And it is still shocking, but we've been doing this for a month, and I think we're going to be doing it for another month. I know that some areas, the stay in home orders, I'll call them, because, you know, they vary from place to place, and what that exactly means when you pull it apart, has been extended in the Dallas-Fort Worth area to May 20th, because they feel as though, in looking at the timetables, it'll hit Dallas worse in the next 4 weeks or so. There will be light at the end of the tunnel. I know it. I believe it. And sure as I am on these airwaves, I cannot wait to celebrate that day with all of you. In the meantime, any great stories you have happening, please send them to me about things that are happening in your neighborhood, your world. As I say, this show is about you. What's going on in your nooks and crannies and my nooks and crannies. And I'm going to tell you a quick story about my neighborhood. Somebody made signs where they were all kinds of positive signs, whether it was, you know, love is contagious or kindness is contagious or, you know, just using different sayings. And we put one, there was 30 signs, and you could just go pick them up. And we put one in our yard, gratitude isn't canceled. So hope isn't canceled, neither is gratitude. And I have a great appreciation for this audience, for the way you're filling up the mailbag each and every night, and for what you are doing and what you're trying to do for others in your community by the many, many things that you have told me. And when we go to the mailbag, because I've been asking for those stories, we'll certainly go through some of those. And you can send them to me, I'll say it again, day or night, katedelaneyradio.com, katedelaneyradio.com. Do you feel calm or do you feel anxious? I think if you're somewhere in the middle, you're doing pretty good. Because normally the calmest and strongest of us get a little bit shaky during these times because you ask yourself, is this really happening? And we're seeing what's happening to us economically as well. So it's taking its toll. You can always flip a call, 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283. And one of the things when I look at the stats that I want to make sure that I get in here in this update, because as I said, the amount of cases we have, horrific. Any amount of loss of life is terrible. And, of course, we're very, very close to the 10,000 number. But I'll give you the official number because I keep getting them updated and get it. It gets reset for me every time I'm on the air. The beauty of being live, the good, the bad, and the ugly, right? So the good news is how many total cases? 336, 830, the exact number that I have. The total recovered number, 17,977. So, we've had almost 10,000 deaths, but I know this number goes up, but the number, the official number that I just got, 9,618. So now you look at the active cases, 309,235, and then you could even break it down further, critical of all those numbers, so it could go either way. They're on ventilators, some of them, many of them, 8,702. Boy, oh boy. Like I said, any loss of life is, of course, too much. But there is the other side of that, those that have survived. I think it's important to put hope out there because there is hope. And some of the most brilliant scientists in the world, of course, are working on all kinds of resolutions, I'll call them, to this, meaning a vaccine, working with antibodies, because that's huge. How do we know who's asymptomatic? How do we know who's had it? That would make certainly a very, very big difference. And, you know, when you listen to what the president said there about, wow, and you could tell, you could hear in his voice, we're talking about the United States of America, and you're seeing bread lines where you have people of all sorts in these bread lines that are incredibly, incredibly long. I mean, the economy is cratering. And, of course, it's cratering because so many have lost their jobs, more than 10 million. You may be one of them out of work. The stock market plummeted 30%. You know, it's amazing because if you look back probably five weeks ago, we would be talking about how great the economy was. We'd be talking about, wow, look at this stock market. I mean, you know, occasionally it's the craps table and it bounces down, but then it bounces back up. And this pandemic has really, I mean, this is the pandemic of our lifetime. This is the fight of our life, the war of our life now. And we're all in this together. We really, really are. When we talk about the warning that 100,000 to 240,000 Americans could die, and that would certainly put us in an even deeper economic recession. I mean, those are the facts. Turning this around is the key. Because you see, when you look at an event, so you do event plus response equals outcome. What is your outcome going to be? How are you responding to this event? What can you do to lift up friends, family, yourself, the community? I think the most important hashtag is the one that I repeat on this show at least a couple of times. We are all in this together. And the more that we feel that way, the more we practice social distancing. We don't go to a church, cram in Baton Rouge, thinking, it's okay, I feel healthy. I just want to praise God and I want to do it and I want to be here. So I have the right to be here. But the problem is you put all those other lives in danger when you could have streamed the service, you could have prayed, you could have read your Bible. There's a million things you could do. But putting other people in danger is never a good idea because, again, we are all in this together and it is the fight of so many of our lives because we weren't here for that other pandemic. And I've said this before, but I'll say it again if you just tuned in. I had a great-grandmother who was killed in the other pandemic in 1918. And you see, in Philadelphia, when they looked at that flu, that pandemic, and there are some people still alive from that time. I mean, they're like 100-something or close to that. But the thing is, some people took precautions, even though there were others that hadn't. And in Philadelphia, where my great-grandmother was from, they held a big parade, and they called it the Liberty Parade. And they were excited. They went to grocery stores. They did all kinds of things. And they did not practice social distancing. And it cost my family, because my grandmother lost her mother at 7 months old. So and other families lost both parents and children and, you know, all of that in between. What a horrible thing that happened in the country and how far it reached and the unemployment and the economy and what happened and what it was like and the panic for so many people, this flu that just spread that they couldn't get their arms around through military camps in Europe and the United States, and then it became a global pandemic. Oof. And like I said, it affected my family. It's affected two of my friends' families, and I have a friend now that's affected by COVID-19 fighting it and looks like he's going to make it. But listening to the description of feeling like you're drowning, I can't even imagine. Horrific. All right, coming up on the flip side, Manshore, a.k.a. The Hubs, joins me. We're going to lighten it up here, folks. I promise. Kate Delaney saying, remember, we're all in this together.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
For listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Officials say the worst is still ahead of us as the U.S. combats the coronavirus pandemic. The most important thing is to not panic, according to the top federal infectious disease expert.
we're going to continue to see an escalation. We should hope that within a week, maybe a little bit more, we'll start to see a flattening out of the curve and coming down.
Dr. Anthony Fauci says, until that time, we're continuing to work to contain it.
I will not say we have it under control. That would be a false statement. We are struggling to get it under control.
Fauci, on CBS's Face the Nation, says the epidemic will be felt for a long time.
As we get into next season, we may see the beginning of a resurgence, and that's the reason why we're pushing so hard and getting our preparedness much better than it was.
This is USA Radio News.
Our U.S. Constitution is amazing. It's full of what's called negative rights, designed to protect us from the corrupt powers of a dictatorship.
Like our right to worship our own God, not some official state religion.
Our right to prevent the government from seizing our property without paying fair market value for it.
Or our right to be tried by a jury of our peers, people like us, not by some star tribunal.
And that's why America has become the richest, most just society in the world.
Other countries force so-called positive rights onto their citizens. These enable one group to take from another group their free speech, money, and choice by using government force. Socialists love wielding this power over people.
Sometimes we take our freedoms for granted, but we can lose our Bill of Rights and our Constitution and become like Venezuela or North Korea, failed, brutal socialist regimes.
We need your help to spread the good news about our amazing U.S. Constitution. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, for the 8th Annual Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, May 29th to June 1st. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure filled with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, leading-edge science, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend offers lectures and workshops, exciting panels, and a luncheon that I'm hosting. Contact in the Desert also features leading experts including Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, Stephen Greer, Emery Smith, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and many important researchers and scientists from all over the world. With the breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, Contact in the Desert is your place for inside information. Join us at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. It's time to make contact. That's contactinthedesert.com. Contactinthedesert.com.
United States, and that is our healthcare workers, the EMTs, the grocery store people, people who are delivering boxes to homes, and we're seeing some sad things happen there, but there are people that are doing that, and that's such a popular song. Bill Withers, the legendary soul artist, died from heart complications. He was 81 years old. A lot of people still talking about Bill Withers because you think of the impact that he had on the music industry, and so many younger artists and older artists are talking about that since his death. He did not die from COVID-19. He had a whole string of hits. Lovely Day, You and I both like that. Kate Delaney here with Manshore, a.k.a. The Hubs, Paul. So Bill Withers, that's another thing we have in common. We both like his music.
Oh, he was one of the greatest singers of all, American singers of all time. Born in West Virginia, and at 17 joined the Navy, served for 9 years, and then got out, bought a guitar, and started singing. That's a pretty cool story.
I was just going to say, that's such an American story, right? How about this one? Can you sing this one with me? Lovely day, lovely day, it's a lovely day. We're terrible. We are not entertaining anyone in America right now. Okay, but another song that we liked of Bill Withers, because we were both talking about this, is this song. See if you guys recognize this. Hit it, Eric.
Ain't no sunshine when she's gone.
Ooh, so good.
It's not warm when she's away. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. And she's always gone too long. Anytime she goes away.
Yeah, ain't no sunshine. He was 33, Withers, when he put this one on the charts. It was a breakthrough hit for him. Climbed all the way up. 1971, he won a Grammy Award for this one. And it's, you still hear it. It still gets played. Right?
Oh, it's one of the biggest in rotation, biggest songs in rotation on, you know, classic radio.
Yeah. I like what, like I said, a lot of celebrities were coming out and saying different things about him. Jennifer Hudson said, although his music will live on, he will truly be missed. And Jennifer Hudson is going to play Aretha Franklin in a movie that's coming out once we get back to whatever we get back to, whatever the new normal is. But Bill Withers was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 2015. You know that I was up there speaking, and I had a chance to go through the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and I did see the little exhibit of his stuff, and pretty cool. I mean, obviously, and he lived a good life. I mean, 81's not bad, and of course it wasn't COVID, because we automatically think COVID, since so many people are dying from the coronavirus. And he was one that did not die from the coronavirus. How about this story, Manchur, about the Bronx Zoo tiger, the first of a kind to test positive for the coronavirus? I actually think that's kind of scary. And this is a four-year-old tiger. And it was tested after her sister and a couple of other tigers developed a dry cough. They say they're going to recover. But I don't know. That makes me wonder about animals.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, it's transferred from animals to humans. That's how it jumps. So it's not surprising. It's unusual that you would hear a giant lion develop a cough. It would be very strange, but that's the way it happens.
And then the other thing, and I said this about leaning on the healthcare workers, I think the thing that's so sad, and I hope everyone, and I think we do, and that's why you're seeing, we have the clapaholics there somewhere in the background, but people that are clapping at a certain time of the day, flashing lights outside of a hospital, cars lining up in a sort of a parade, more nurses dying because it's bad in Michigan. Three Detroit nurses have died of the coronavirus, and their stories are so sad, and one of them so young, just before she was going to celebrate her 54th birthday, and she had such an impact on so many lives. But you know what's, I think, interesting is, and I have a cousin who I'm very close to, and she's outside of Philadelphia, and she works in the biggest hospital in Philadelphia, CHOP, Children's Hospital there, that's pretty famous for some of their breakthrough work. And Jen is going to work a couple days this week. They're making the ultimate sacrifice, right?
Oh, yeah. Stay safe and wear that PPE. I'd hope everyone in Detroit had enough protective equipment and that, you know, they were wearing it and being careful and taking it off and washing their hands. There's a whole procedure to take it off properly without getting infected. So,
yeah, key to do that. And speaking of the PPE, coming up on this week's shows, I'm going to talk to Allison Gilbert. She's the president of Cover Tech in Texas, and they're shipping PPE E all over the place. They do drug testing and health fairs and immunizations, and they pretty much have gone to that and are getting so many requests. I'm going to ask her about it. She said it's been crazy round the clock. And then we're going to also talk about, you know, I mentioned the economy and so many jobs affected by COVID-19. I think things people aren't even thinking about, that, you know, people that have lost their jobs. There's the obvious thing in the other side of the business I'm in, speaking, hotels, entertainment. We've had entertainers on. But what other types of jobs are people losing their jobs that you've heard about?
Well, I mean, almost all jobs are at risk that are not white collar. The people that do the work, that keep America running, are the jobs that are most at risk. And this is something that was talked about on the debates and the campaign and the call for some people due to technology replacing humans, that, you know, the call for even discussing universal basic income as a topic that we would never have imagined being in a debate in any previous time. So, yeah, things move quickly.
And in the middle of all of this, you're probably getting the whole census thing. You and I, we're bad. They're pushing us to fill out the census. I forgot all about it with all the hysteria and pandemonium during the pandemic. And we will do it. But they're talking about, why does the census matter? And of course, for the community, it does, because whatever the new normal is, the highways, the infrastructure, all the things that are going to pop up and probably change, that's how they base it on, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's very important. Unfortunately, right now, we can do it online. So I guess when you get bored, go to the website in the census and fill it out and let them know where you are so you can get your piece of the pie. That's how the money gets distributed to the states and businesses and people get the things they need. So it's actually a very important thing. It seems like a pain. You don't want to answer the door to some stranger, but obviously now you certainly don't want to, but you can do it online now due to the magic of technology. So
yeah, so go do ours.
2020census.gov.
Yeah. I'm not advertising for the census, but you don't want to mess up your community because you don't do it and enough people don't do it. And there could be funds that you need for housing or for whatever that you don't get, or especially roads or infrastructure or whatever. You know, while some companies and businesses are tanking, some are soaring. The obvious is any makers of toilet paper and that kind of stuff. It's obvious, right? But also technology. And there's a piece of technology I use called Zoom, but they've had problems because a lot of people don't know how to use it, and they aren't like somebody that's a little more skilled like I am, and they've had people popping in where they don't have their shirt on or they're saying some crude things. And this happened to some schools, and there's even a school district that's saying they can't do it. It's a video conferencing application, basically, but they're having this is a big moment for them, but they're having a crisis moment in the middle of COVID-19, the pandemic. So it's exploded, but now they have these security and privacy problems and vulnerabilities that have been exposed. I guess that's also the danger, right? It's like, when opportunity's there, you have to be ready for it.
Yeah, there's some great stories out there about people just randomly popping into conferences and things. And, yeah, Zoom really needs to get their act together, because this is their moment to shine, and you don't want to be caught flat-footed when this technology's been around for so many years, but for some reason they still haven't fixed it.
So do you think people will get back to traveling? American even slashed their flights to New York in April. I can't imagine going to New York in April with what's going on. I don't see that you'll have a bunch of people going there.
You're going to have a lot of half-full planes. You've already...
Half-full? I think you're going to have two people on the plane.
Well, yeah, you experienced that after 4 days after September 11th when you had to fly. So you had a private jet, basically. So it's going to take a long time to recover. People will be using smaller jets. A lot of the larger jets will be parked, less flights.
All right, so are you going to go fill out the census? Thank you.
2020census.gov, you know it.
What are you, a census worker now? All right, man, sure, we'll see you again later in the week. Hang with us, we're going to the mailbag, coming up on the flip side.
shot at in Mexico, 100 drinks at a well-worn bar with some shady-looking characters in Vegas, riding a bike from Dallas to Seattle on a bet, scribbling the words dungeon on a napkin while two passengers next to you on a plane wonder, what the heck does that mean? I'm Kate Delaney, and what does this have to do with my success, and why do you care? It's part of my journey that I want to share with you in my new book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Luckily, now I can laugh at some of what seemed like utter disasters at the time. Can any of you relate? That's exactly what you'll discover by reading my book. I picture you on a boat, beach, or relaxing in the backyard, laughing out loud until you rupture your spleen. Well, hopefully not. While pulling out some seriously rare and secret stuff. Doesn't matter what you do or where you are right now, anyone in any walk of life can use what I learned in my years of crisscrossing around the United States pursuing my dreams. So what do you want to get out of life? Happiness? Contentment? Why are you here? Pick up my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, at Amazon.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Oh, you have mail, mistress.
Let's dig in the mailbag.
Sweet. Thanks to all of you. We have a full boat when it comes to the mailbag. And I will remind you, of course, we're taking phone calls. Somebody asked me this last week, do you take phone calls? Yes. But we get so much mail that what's been tradition on this show, at least on this network with me, what I've done has really been a ton of email. And it's interesting because I know this is a thoughtful audience because so many of you listen to the show at different times of the day and you catch me different times. So good on you. But if you want to call in, you can at 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. How are you faring in this pandemic and what can we do to lift you up? There's all kinds of cool things that people are doing. And I got one from somebody who must have seen that I was talking about bears. I got this one from Jake, who emails the show a lot. And Jake said, Kate Delaney, because of you, I put a bear in my window. I heard you talking about something about a bear and that it was a cool thing to do and that you had done it for the kids in the neighborhood so they would come by and when they would go on a bear hunt, it would give them something exciting to look forward to. And I feel really good about that because now I know that my bear has been written down. Somebody told me that the other day, and I think in my neighborhood they found something like 10, and I'm trying to spread the word on that. Yeah, it's interesting. It's a thing that started somewhere else, and they started picking it up in neighborhoods in the U.S., and it's a book. It's a kid's book about we're going on a bear hunt, and it was partly inspired by this children's book that came out in 89. And because, you know, now they're home and we're in the middle of the coronavirus, so stuffed animals are popping up all over the U.S. in neighborhoods, but also in other countries, Japan, Australia, Germany, Scotland, and certainly in all of our 50 states. I know that I was reading a story about Yay, Iowa. In Nordwoodville, Iowa, they put pushpins on maps to keep tracks of teddy bear sightings around the world, and they monitor social media. This one family, and it's become such a cool thing for their two little girls, and then, of course, in their own neighborhood. So, yay. See, that's a whole thing. So it's more than just even in your neighborhood. You can branch out, Jake, and it goes beyond that. So I've liked bears since I was a little girl. So I had a couple of bears. I don't have, like, this giant stuffed animal collection or something, but I had a couple of them. And I put them in the windows, and I know I saw some kids spotting them, and I know that I've been written down as an official bear site, I guess. So that's a good thing. Yes, that's positive. Let's go over to this one. This one is from Ange, who says, Kate, I loved when you had on Char last week and some of what she was telling you, but just her thoughts on the pandemic, that we would see a clearing possibly in August and September, and then things would be really flowing and going back in December. And I know nobody can answer that for sure, and I think that's what's so tough for many of us, who, while we can't control much in our lives, we did have the little space we seemingly thought we controlled, and then we get hit with the worst pandemic of our lifetime, where we don't really know what's going to happen, and we're scared to death of getting this virus that we see some people recover from, some don't walk away from the hospital with, and some can't still get the tests back fast enough. Well, yeah, that's the scary thing, right? The unknown, we don't know. But if you really think about it in our lives, what do we know, right? What do you know? And it's like that saying about, you know, yesterday is the past, that's why today is the present, and the future is unknown. The future is unknown, and living in the now, I think, that gives me comfort, but that's something that I've always followed, because we can't control it. I mean, you've got the British Prime Minister, Boris Johnson, he's in the hospital for COVID-19, he's had it for 10 days, can't shake it, so he's there. You hear about all these other people that were on the job and got it and didn't survive. You hear about bodies being stacked up. I mean, you know, it does get to you, and you look around and you wonder, geez, you know, how do I stay safe? I mean, what do I do? And then look at Walmart. They're committing to doing more cleaning. They had two employees died from COVID-19, and, you know, neither one of the two workers had been at this Evergreen Park store, which is in Chicago, for about a week, but they worked there, and they both died from COVID-19. And you know what? One was 51 and one was 48, but they both had underlying health conditions, and that's part of it. Diabetes, high blood pressure, problems with your heart, all of that can matter. So now, at a lot of these stores, they're separating people and practicing even more social distancing. All right, this one is from Eddie, and Eddie says, Kate, I have to tell you, I was never a big, let me go to YouTube and see what people are doing, but now I find myself looking things up a little bit more, because so many artists, so many rockers, jazz dudes, and any kind of magician, any kind of musician you can imagine, they're putting out some daily riffs and that kind of stuff. And then there was the ACM's Our Country, where they had this Academy of Country Music. It was different than what they were planning, but they had a really awesome show, and they had it strung together from Keith Urban and so many other artists that I thought it was really wild to watch and really well done. I have to say that. So congratulations to all those entertainers. And I think it's great that they do and use what they do the best to try to lift people up. Well, that goes back to what I said before. What can you do? What is it that you do well where you can help or don't do well? Just what can you do to help people in and around you? And so, of course, if you're a musician and you got some skills on the axe, you know, you can grab a guitar, an acoustic guitar, and sing. By all means, I think that's what you want to hear, right? And that's, of course, what happened during this ACM Our Country. I thought it was really, really well done. I would absolutely 100% agree with you. And if you sniff around, you'll find that there's other artists that are releasing some funny things or just a daily kind of song. And, you know, you look up your favorite person and there's chances are they might be doing something like that. All right, then I got this one from Chris who says, "Hi, Kate. I know that you were traveling a lot. I'm wondering about the airlines, and do you think the airlines survive?" Wow, I love these crystal ball questions. Well, we're going to fly again. So do I think they'll survive? Yes, but right now they're slashing fees, of course, because who's flying in most of these cases? It's about extending travel credit. It's about travel waivers. It's about all of that. And of course, travel restrictions. So we can't go to quarantine places. And countries are being pretty aggressive because they're trying to stop coronavirus, as we are, and we should. So we have a problem, obviously, with travel, and the airline industry is going to be rocked by this. It's going to be rocked by this. I mean, look, the first TSA worker died from the coronavirus, and this was somebody who worked as an explosive detection canine handler at Newark Airport, and he died last Thursday, so he was the first casualty of TSA, and he was 39 years old, and he worked for a while in that position, but, you know, he was sick mid-March, and he could not get better. They threw the kitchen sink at him, supposedly, to try to get him well, and he just couldn't get better, so coughing, wearing masks, our way of life is going to change. And that absolutely includes travel of any sort. All right, keep your spirits up, America. Do what you can to lift everybody else up. Send me your thoughts, katedelaneyradio.com. Thanks for listening. Mahalo, everybody.
Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dehebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dehebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com, 818-965-9113. Drinksupertea.com.